Hello, my name is Father Boniface. I am a Benedictine priest and monk of St. Vincent Archabbey in La Trobe, Pennsylvania, and it's such a pleasure to speak with Bishop Daniel Thomas, the Bishop of Toledo in Ohio. Bishop Thomas, wonderful to be with you.
Father Boniface, thanks so much, and a delight to be with you and the listeners.
Bishop Thomas, one of the ministries that you've invited into your diocese is called the Culture Project.
Exactly right.
Can you share with us a little bit about the Culture Project?
Sure. I got to know Christina Barba, the head of the Culture Project, when we were both in Philadelphia, and I made my way because Pope Francis appointed me to the Diocese of Toledo, and then Christina made her way by introducing the Culture Project mission and missionaries to us. I was very excited for it because I find that it's exactly in line with what their mission is, and that is that Pope John Paul II says you have to change a culture, and we know he changed a culture in his lifetime. And so I think that to address the culture from the inside with wonderful young people who are announcing a culture of life and purity and chastity in the culture that we have today is a tremendous grace, because it's really the announcement of the gospel. So it's been a gift to us. This is the third year that I'm there, and it's the third year that we've had Culture Project missionaries present, and we're really hopeful that they will continue to be with us. They do a great good work, not just in schools or religious education programs for children, but they also do great good work for parents as well and adults.
So the Culture Project forms and commissions missionaries who then go out to spread the word.
That's exactly right. And at least in my experience, there are either five or six missionaries, young men and women, who commit themselves to not only a life of prayer, but a life of time, that is, by their own witness and their own willingness to announce the gospel in that way. And really, you know, the gift, I think, is too, because they're so young and vibrant, I think they bring a whole new aspect to young people. So it's one thing for, you know, a bishop to say things. It's another thing for young people in a classroom or in a parish setting to say them to young people. And, you know, that's the great gift of peer-to-peer ministry, I think, as well. So it's been a gift to us. We have they track very carefully how their talks are received. And I read all the time about how young people say, this opened my eyes to a life of chastity. It opened my eyes, one girl wrote, as to why I would want to literally remain, you know, chaste and a virgin until my marriage. It's opened my eyes to see that our young people are desperately in need of this type of cultural, really, I would say, digging in, because these young people are right there in the culture. And I have to confess to you too, Father Boniface, that one of the Culture Project missionaries even said to me, even they feel old at this point, and they're only in their 20s. But because our culture is shifting so quickly, and because of mass media and technology, that even they themselves, when they hear the young people, they feel even more deeply for these young people whose world is just so inundated and bombarded that they need the groundwork of the gospel of Christ Jesus himself and of the teaching that is that endures.
And as you said, Bishop Thomas, many of the missionaries, I think all of the missionaries, are in their 20s, many of them recent college graduates. They do speaking to their peers, also young adults, but then also in high schools.
Right. And their commitment, I'm not sure the length of time that they commit to do it. It's at least for a year. I'm not certain of the number.
I think it's renewable yearly, so some have been in for
that was my impression, right?
Yeah.
And we've had some wonderful young people come through our diocese, and you know it's also a witness to Father Boniface, because they're also daily mass goers, and I know that they're very generous with their time. I know that they live in a parish where my chancellor is the administrator. And they're even generous there, just offering to do things if they have the opportunity. And so it's a sign, too, that they're not just doing this work and then, you know, going back to their to their room. But it's a sign, too, that their whole lives are given over generously to living a life of virtue and a life of Christ.
And they give a beautiful witness that way to inspire other young people to another way of living. Young people see so many witnesses on television of all different kinds of ways of life that are not in accord with the gospel, but these young missionaries full of vibrancy and joy show another path.
And I think that's a key. And, you know, I love that phrase of Mother Teresa's, because she would quote the philosopher, I believe it was Léon Blois, and she would say that joy is the sure sign of the presence of God. And so I think their joy in what they do and their joy in communicating the message of Christ about our bodies, about our persons, about respect for the dignity and sanctity of marriage and life and our human, just our humanness, that goes a long way, because that joy, of course, can light a fire. And if it lights a fire, then the fire can catch on. And I think joy is always contagious.
Absolutely. You mentioned, Bishop, the media, and I know the Culture Project gives a talk on the messages that are being sent by the media, and they're also launching a new project to really do a lot of evangelization through the media. It's such an important way of sharing the gospel in our day.
Well, even as bishops, we've been discussing, you know, in our meetings, the impact of social media. I'm very conscious of it in my own diocese. And I'm grateful to them, because I've already seen some of the things that they've worked on. I know there are a number of new videos that they're presenting. I've seen them on YouTube already, and they're a wonderful witness, because we know that that continent is where our young people are. And so if they're in the digital continent, then that's precisely where we need to be for them and with them.
Bishop Daniel Thomas, thank you so much for welcoming these missionaries, for also sharing with us the good work that they're doing, and hopefully our listeners will be able to welcome them in and perhaps support them and pray for more young people to be true missionary disciples in following Christ.
And thanks, Father Boniface, and thanks to Christina, Barb, and the missionaries, and I hope that our listeners will both pray and support them. And if they would like to do that, they can also do it to the Office of Catholic Charities in the Diocese of Toledo.
Fantastic. Could you give us a little blessing as we wrap up?
Surely. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you forever.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop Thomas.
Many blessings, Father Boniface. Thank you.